This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Israel ratified a law on Thursday limiting the circumstances in which a prime minister can be removed, despite opponents' fears that it may be intended to shield incumbent Benjamin Netanyahu from any fallout of his corruption trials. It's the latest wrinkle in the political crisis that has driven thousands of protesters into the streets. Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reports.
Israel's parliament has passed a new law that limits the conditions under which a sitting prime minister can be removed from office, despite objections from opponents that its intent is to shield Benjamin Netanyahu from any fallout of his ongoing corruption trials. And it's the newest wrinkle in the latest political crisis that has swept the Israeli government, driving thousands of protesters onto the streets for months. Netanyahu's political coalition of religious conservatives and nationalists are planning to overhaul the country's judiciary system to protect against what it calls overreach by the Supreme Court and restore balance among the branches of government.
That's Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reporting. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a televised address he's determined to proceed with judicial reforms amid these unprecedented nationwide protests. Ukraine, asserting that Russia's attempt to capture Bakhmut has stalled, is now planning to launch a long-awaited counteroffensive very soon. That's according to Ukraine's top ground forces commander, Oleksandr Sirsky, on Thursday. He said on the Telegram social media site that Russia's Wagner mercenaries, often convicts recruited out of prisons, are losing considerable strength and running out of steam in trying to take control of Bakhmut. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The top U.S. military officer Mark Milley told lawmakers Thursday that Iran could make enough fissile material for a nuclear bomb in less than 2 weeks and could produce a nuclear weapon in several more months. Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said the United States remains committed to preventing Iran from fielding a nuclear weapon. The estimate is a drastic change from 2018 when the Trump administration pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal. At that time, it was estimated that Iran would need about a year to produce the weapons-grade fuel needed for one nuclear bomb. Both Milley and the head of the U.S. Central Command, which oversees U.S. military operations in the Middle East, warned lawmakers in separate hearings that Iran continues to destabilize the Middle East through its support of terrorist groups. The World Health Organization is warning that Cyclone Freddy, which left a trail of death and destruction across southern Africa, has increased the health risks for millions of people in Malawi, Mozambique, and Madagascar. It said widespread flooding and torrential rains have exposed more than 1.4 million people to outbreaks of waterborne and other kinds of diseases. WHO says the storm destroyed or flooded more than 300 health facilities in Madagascar, Malawi, and Mozambique. More than 600 people are known to have been killed and nearly 1,400 injured. Hundreds more are missing. Reported incidents of assault, vandalism, and harassment targeting Jews in the United States rose to new historic levels last year. This, according to the Anti-Defamation League on Thursday. In its annual audit of anti-Semitic incidents, the Jewish Civil Rights Organization said it documented 3,697 such incidents in 2022. That's up 36% from 2021. It's also the highest level since the group started keeping records in 1979. ADL said the number of anti-Semitic incidents has doubled since 2018. That's when a white supremacist killed 11 worshipers at a Pittsburgh synagogue. It was the deadliest attack on the American Jewish community in U.S. history. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday urged Europe to increase and speed up its supply of weapons to his country, as well as impose additional sanctions on Russia, saying otherwise the war could drag on for years. In a long and sharply worded video address to EU leaders, Zelensky said it was up to the 27-nation bloc to take action to contain Russia after the war has dragged on for more than a year. In particular, he reiterated demands for long-range missiles, more ammunition, and more modern aircraft. He said the EU needed to speed up the process to grant Ukraine membership. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.